Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Joe Cocker bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, not late, great yet. Still rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show.
You're seven great, Jim, just not late.
There you go. That's the story I'm sticking to, Sam.
Yep.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice of our good friend Sam Norwood, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. NorwoodAnalytics.com is the website. Hope you check that out. You'll be smarter than you were before when you get there. Sam, we're talking about getting some financial help, financial management for your company. One of the things that that happened in the last month was the SEC finally got around to finalizing the new regulations to allow small business owners to seek investors and through what people call crowdfunding equity.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I have said that this wasn't going to be as big of a deal as a lot of people thought it was going to be is because most small business owners don't have the financials that they need to make even those kinds of investors happy. And so the key for you then, if you're one of those people who are looking for crowdfunding lending, crowdfunding equity, I should say, from investors, then you're going to have to have better financials. You're going to have to step up your game, Sam, and you have to step up your game and have your financials in the kind of shape that an investor's going to want to see, aren't you? All right, we lost Sam for a minute there. Is he back?
Yep, I'm back.
I was just saying, Sam, if you're thinking about getting crowdfunding equity, you're going to have the kind of financial statements that even those kinds of folks who are investing through crowdfunding, even they're going to want to see that you've got your financial act together.
It's just basic. Accounting, your numbers are the language of business. And at the end, an investor, while you have passion for your business, you know your employees, your customers, your suppliers. It's very personal. To an investor, it's numbers.
That's right.
They don't care so much, actually.
And they don't love your business either.
They don't love it like you do. And they're not committed. You know, so the crowd, they want to see the numbers. And those numbers, they want to see them not only once, they need to see them frequently. And you need to have a process and need to have people who can produce those numbers on a timely basis. And have them accurate, and have them meaningful, and be able to explain those in a way that an investor or would be able to understand it and go, yes, every business has problems. The key is, well, here we have a hiccup, and here's what we're doing about it. And you need to, and without a good handle on your numbers, you won't know.
Well, that's right. And so now you understand when you realize that even small business owners, small businesses who do a pretty good job of managing their finances so they can run their business properly, they know where their cash is. If they're not producing some pretty solid, meaning accurate and professional statements, they're not going to get financing. I mean, they're not going to get funded, I should say, from investors. They're just not going to do it.
No,
which is a reason to get financial professional help, which is the theme of our subject today. Get a CFO, somebody involved with you who knows what they're talking about, right?
Well, exactly. And by the way, another kind of aspect about this is, as the owner of a business, or the principal owner of the business, or the CEO. You have to be asking yourself the question, how can I best allocate my time?
Mm-hmm.
What do I provide to the business that nobody else can, and then hire the help that you need to do the stuff that is non-essential for you? You need to know your customers, your processes, your services, your products, your suppliers, and all that. And in the allocation of time, having a professional who can do the numbers for you and with you that you have confidence in and who will inspire confidence in your investors and lenders is kind of a very much an essential ingredient in relieving you from the time allocated to things that you do not need to be spending your time with.
The voice of reason from the wisdom of our good friend Sam Norwood. Ladies and gentlemen, now you know why we won't let Sam get away. He's just too valuable. Sam, great job today. Come back soon.
I'll be happy to do that, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget NorwoodAnalytics.com. You'll thank me later when you go check out his articles. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.